Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, December 1st. Currently with sunny skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 91%. The wind is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 18 degrees. And the current wind chill is 12 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Residents are reacting after a young child fell to his death at an apartment complex in downtown Kansas City. Brandon Dixon reports.
Neighbors say they aren't just sad, they're angry after the boy fell from the top floor of the 17-story building on Monday. Multiple residents at the complex believe 5-year-old Grayson O'Connor's death was entirely preventable. The boy's body was found in an alley outside of the apartment building at 10th Street and Grand Avenue. I'm Brittany Dixon.
The city of Winfield is offering some help to those who are losing their jobs as Silgan Dispensing Systems closes its plastics manufacturing facility. About 200 workers were notified this week of the layoffs that begin in January. City leaders want people to stay in Winfield and will be working to connect Silgan employees with new opportunities. The city also said it's actively in talks with other companies to take over that Silgan facility. The site has been important to the Winfield economy, closing now because of a decline in plastics. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. That's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is proud to be the trusted choice of more Kansans than anyone else. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Like every graduating class in Kansas, the class of 2028 will have certain requirements before obtaining their high school diplomas. However, unlike previous classes, those who will be high school seniors in 4 years will be required to complete classes in communication, health, and personal finance. The Kansas Board of Education approved those changes and more last year, calling them the most significant changes in high school graduation requirements in several decades. Kansas State Board of Education member Jim McNeese said the goal of increasing the graduation requirements is to better prepare students for post-secondary education. He said many students exceed the requirements that they have, but there are also those who do not, so for the good of all, they raise the requirements. The state will also require students to meet a minimum of 21 credits, and McNeese said it's all about making sure students are prepared for life after high school because students should have experience before they leave high school, and that will prepare them and give them the information about what they need about what's expected of them after they leave school. The changes will start with Kansas students entering their high school freshman year in 2024. U.S. health officials announced that they have recalled additional brands of whole and pre-cut cantaloupes as more are reported sickened by salmonella. Nearly 117 people in 34 states, including Kansas and Missouri, have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits, and Arizona, Missouri, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ohio have the highest number of cases. 2 people have died of the infections in Minnesota, and 45 people are hospitalized nationwide. The FDA has posted a compiled list of those recalls on the FDA website, and this list will be updated as the agency receives notifications of new recalls. If you cannot tell if your cantaloupe, that includes pre-cut cantaloupe or products containing pre-cut cantaloupe, is part of the recall, do not eat or use it and throw it away. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's original recall included Malachita brand whole cantaloupe, Vineyard brand pre-cut cantaloupe, and Aldi whole cantaloupe and pre-cut up fruit. Rudy brand whole cantaloupes, freshness guaranteed brand, and racetrack brand pre-cut cantaloupes joined the list this week. Health officials said anyone who bought the recalled fruits should throw them away and wash surfaces that touch them with hot soapy water or in a dishwasher. Most people infected with salmonella develop diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps within 6 hours to 6 days after consuming food contaminated with the bacteria, and illnesses typically last 4 to 7 days. Vulnerable people, including children, people older than 65, and those with weakened immune systems, may develop severe illnesses that requires medical care or hospitalization. Each year at this time, Kansas agencies warn drivers about increased chances of crashes involving deer. Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breshears said if you are unfortunate enough to have a deer enter the highway in front of your car, it's best to hit the animal and not swerve to avoid it, as often they find more serious crashes occur when you do swerve to miss the deer, which can cause you to potentially lose control of your vehicle, leave the road, or veer into oncoming traffic. Sean Stewart, Public and Government Affairs Manager for AAA Kansas, said in addition to potentially causing human injuries and loss of life, deer collisions often cause significant vehicle damage that can lead to large expenses for the vehicle owner if they're not properly insured. Anyone involved in a vehicle deer crash resulting in personal injury or property damage that totals $1,000 or more is required to immediately report the crash to the nearest law enforcement agency, because failure to report any traffic crash is a misdemeanor and may result in suspension of driving privileges. A salvage tag is required to remove a deer carcass or any part of the carcass from the crash site, and tags can be issued by the Kansas Highway Patrol troopers, sheriff's deputies, or Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks game wardens. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season, as the Norton Medical Clinic and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed on Monday, December 25th in observance of Christmas, and Monday, January 1st in observance of New Year's Day. And there will be no Saturday clinics at the Norton Medical Clinic on December 23rd or December 30th to allow staff to spend time with their families. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic wishes everyone a safe and healthy holiday season. And for more information about the hospital, you can visit their website at ntcohosp.com. In Nebraska news, a California man will spend 5 years in federal prison for shipping over 200 pounds of marijuana to Nebraska. The U.S. Attorney's Office said 34-year-old Sean Thomas was sentenced on Wednesday for conspiracy to distribute 50 kilograms or more of marijuana. From October 2018 to December of 2020, Thomas was shipping marijuana from Sacramento, California to Omaha, Nebraska, and the attorney's office said the shipments were made through the U.S. Postal Service and commercial shipping services such as FedEx. On December 18th of 2020, authorities seized 22.5-pound box of marijuana from a home in Omaha, and Thomas and three other people were inside the home. According to the attorney's office, investigators reviewed FedEx shipping records and cell phone messages and learned that Thomas had mailed the packages, sending at least 220.4 pounds of marijuana to Nebraska. After his release from prison, Thomas will serve a 3-year term of supervised release, as there's no parole in the federal system. Thomas's three co-defendants have all since been sentenced. According to the Hall County Sheriff's Office, deputies arrested 19-year-old Quentin Scroggin of Grand Island on Thursday in connection to a fatal accident. He faces 5 charges, including motor vehicle homicide, DUI, and 2 counts of DUI causing serious injury. On December 16th, deputies responded to a single vehicle injury accident north of Alda, where investigators said Scroggin was driving recklessly when he lost control of and the vehicle rolled. At the time of the accident, there were 5 passengers in the vehicle, and 2 of them were ejected. And 18-year-old Brennan Villatoro of Grand Island, one of the ejected passengers, was declared dead at the scene. Scroggin was, and the rest of the passengers were injured and transported to a local hospital, and he has been lodged at the Hall County Detention Center. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, new season for you, coming off a pretty successful season last year, second in the state. And then this year, quite a few out for boys and girls. Let's talk the numbers that you have for your squad.
This year, we've got 44 total in the room, and it's packed in there, but on the boys' side, we got 24 total with 12 freshmen, 6 sophomores, 4 juniors, and 2 seniors. And then on the girls' side, we got 20 total with 5 freshmen, 9 sophomores, 4 juniors, and 2 seniors, with one of them coming over from Northern Valley this year, which is new with a co-op. We got 17 returning starters, 7 on the boys' side and 10 on the girls', and one additional returning letterman with Colton Stover. And Logan Willauer coming back this year to be able to wrestle, which will be a great asset as well.
Now, what kind of practices? You mentioned that the practice room is pretty full, and why don't you talk a little bit how your practice has gone, and obviously that you haven't been full the first week of wrestling.
Yeah, that first week we had all of our girls, and we had 11 of our 24 boys, so we started pretty basic, and it wasn't too crowded then, so we were able to get a lot taught. And once everyone got in there, we're kind of transitioning to doing more stations for technique, so that way each coach is working with 8 to 10 kids rather than we show one technique and then we try to get to all 44. It's a lot easier if we just have 10 with one or two coaches, and it makes it a lot easier to keep up with, make sure everyone's getting what we're teaching.
With that many kids, that you still have pretty much the same staff, but you have a new coach helping you out this year.
Yep, we still have Lance Spencer and John, or Coach Shirk, Ryswick, and Roe helping us out this year. This is their third year with me, and this is Mrs. Granberry's first full year. She's started helping us out last year after Christmas on the girls' side, which was huge because it made everything a lot easier sending people-wise. And a lot of these places, if they have both boys and girls, some of them put them in two different gyms, and it's hard to jump back and forth a lot.
With the progression of the football boys in now, what is the practices more intense? You're still maintaining early kind of techniques?
When the football boys got in, we kind of hopped in and started really getting into our technique. And then this week we started kind of putting the hammer down, picking up the intensity. Monday, Tuesday, we started our challenge matches, which was late. Usually we have them last week, but with those guys being gone, we started them a week later. So that's kind of eating at some of our time, but that's okay. It's good for the competition of the kids. So we're really picking up the intensity starting really today, and we're going to start getting ourselves into shape so that way we can be real competitive.
Now, on your first competition of the year, it'll be Saturday. Two competitions for you, and split squads at both. But the first one is the St. Francis Invitational. That is one that you have been going to, and the second one being Trigo. But that'll be a boys and girls competition. Let's start off with the St. Francis Invitational.
St. Francis Invitational, it's a tough tournament, but this year it may be a little down because there's a lot of schools that made it just as far as we did in the football playoffs. So either they may be resting some of their kids or sending them to a different tournament to kind of give them a little bit of a break before they come in and start really hammering down. We kind of split our varsity this year. We're sending some of our varsity. The way it ended up splitting was our bigger guys that really played a lot of football are either taking this week off or they're going to St. Francis because we know that there's not going to be as many kids. And some of them aren't, if they were going to have good competition, well, they were in the same boat as us. They might not be wrestling either. So we kind of split how we're sending our boys, and the big boys are mostly going to St. Francis.
Some of the teams there is Atwood, Goodland, Wichita County, the Colorado teams being Sterling, Burlington, Ray, Colorado, Holyoke. And, of course, that starts at 9:30 on two mats?
Correct, 9:30 at two mats in the St. Francis gym.
The next competition that same day, you travel out to Trigo, and it's, of course, the lighter weights in the varsity that will be participating in the boys. And then the girls, will you'll have pretty much all your girls wrestling in the auxiliary gym.
Yes, so in the auxiliary gym, we'll have hopefully most of our 20 girls. We've had some sickness and maybe a little bit of impetigo going around, so we're hoping to get that under control and we'll get ready to go. But there's a lot of, there's 22 girls teams there, a lot of them that we see a lot, and then there's some that we don't see very much. So it's a great tournament for the girls' side. They get to see some teams that they don't necessarily see until either regionals or state, so it's good for them. On the boys' side, same thing. We get to see some schools that we see a lot, but we also see some schools that have some really tough kids that some of us didn't see until state tournament last year, so it might be nice for those kids to get a feel for those kids a little early.
On three mats in the main gym for the guys there, and of course, like you mentioned, 22 teams for the girls in the auxiliary, and then 16 boys teams, and then, like you mentioned off air, some teams like the Larner, the Phillipsburg. Can you tell us a few more? Yeah.
Halstead, Smith Center, Stanton County, and Trigo, Stockton, some of the usuals, but Larner, Halstead, Stanton County, there's a few others that I can't think of off of the top of my head that we don't typically see. It'll be good for the girls.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you send a squad out to St. Francis for that invitational, and then Trigo at 10 a.m. For the girls and the boys. For reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to all of the wrestlers as they begin this new season. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 39 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 19 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of snow before 3 p.m., then a slight chance of rain or snow. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy on Saturday with a high near 44. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 51 and breezy Sunday with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, should be mostly clear with a low around 23. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 62. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 55. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 63. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 66. Currently, with sunny skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 91%. The wind is from the northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 18 degrees. And the current wind chill is 12 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785 402-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero. How bad a football team do you have to be to convince the networks to take a Chiefs game out of a primetime television window? It turns out you have to be as bad as the New England Patriots. The Chiefs' Week 15 game against the Patriots was previously scheduled for Monday night, December 18th. But the league has decided for the first time ever to flex a game out of Monday night. So the Chiefs and Patriots will play Sunday, December 17th at noon at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. The Eagles and the Seahawks will take over the Monday night time slot for Week 15. There's no flexing this week's Chiefs game. They're in prime time on NBC on Sunday Night Football as the 8-3 Chiefs take on the resurgent 5-6 Green Bay Packers, who are fresh off a big win on Thanksgiving over the Detroit Lions. Kickoffs at 7:20. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Football is back and NFL Plus has you covered. Get NFL Plus and you'll never miss a moment of live football action this season with live local and primetime games on mobile, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, live game audio, and more all in one place. That's right. This season, get NFL Red Zone and NFL Plus Premium so you never miss a touchdown. That's every touchdown from every game, every Sunday during the regular season across devices. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, the first of two disturbances that have produced rain have moved on out this morning. The second system arriving at midday, bringing a chance of mixed precipitation or light snow. This trough of low pressure currently in the western part of the country, remaining in place, brought us some rain overnight and is producing a wintry mix further north near Hiawatha and back west to Manhattan and Salina. But as drier air is moving in, That will evaporate some of that precipitation. The best chance of any rainfall or a wintry mix this afternoon will be along and north of I-70. Saturday, not much moisture to work with. Cool and dry early next week with a warm-up by next weekend. In northwestern Kansas today, partly cloudy with today's high in the upper 30s. Tonight, a slight chance of snow. Cloudy today with a slight chance of snow in north-central Kansas. Our high temperature in the upper 30s. And a wintry mix in northeastern Kansas. Today's high, 32. And in southwestern Kansas, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. Variable clouds, low 40s, and breezy with a slight chance of rain in south-central and southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you for that look at the weather. Now, cattle and hog futures diverged on Thursday as hog futures continued to find willing buyers to keep the recent strength alive. Cattle quickly ran out of steam as cash cattle in the south traded weaker than earlier in the week. Taking a look over at the grain, starting off with corn, currently down 2 cents early this morning, partly pressured by news from the CME that 221 contracts of December corn were delivered late Thursday. Soybeans down 15 cents early this morning, pressured by a $5.80 lower start for January soybean meal. As far as wheat is concerned, they are trading down 11 cents early this morning. For Kansas City wheat March futures, going weak in the knees once again at the site of the 20-day average. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.